in determining that the composition of the navigational watch is adequate to ensure that a proper lookout can continuously be maintained. The master shall take into account all relevant factors, including those described in this section of the code, as well as the following factors. 1. Visibility, state of weather, and sea. 2. Traffic density and other activities occurring in the area in which the vessel is navigating. 3. The attention necessary when navigating in or near traffic separation schemes or other routing measures. 4. The additional workload caused by the nature of the ship's functions, immediate operating requirements, and anticipated maneuvers. 5. The fitness for duty of any crew members on call who are assigned as members of the watch. 6. Knowledge of and confidence in the professional competence of the ship's officers and crew. 7. The experience of each officer of the navigational watch and the familiarity of that officer with the ship's equipment, procedures, and maneuvering capability. 8. Activities taking place on board the ship at any particular time, including radio communication activities and the availability of assistance to be summoned immediately to the bridge when necessary. 9. The operational status of bridge instrumentation and controls, including alarm systems. 10. Rudder and propeller control and ship maneuvering characteristics. 11. The size of the ship and the field of vision available from the conning position. 12. The configuration of the bridge, to the extent such configuration might inhibit a member of the watch from detecting by sight or hearing any external development. And 13. Any other relevant standard, procedure, or guidance relating to watchkeeping arrangements and fitness for duty, which has been adopted by the organization.